Sunday the 3rd of March 2019, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, All at Sea. Sermon title, Walking Faith. Bible reading, Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 32. Talk by Reverend Chika Nduku.
Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because of the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you and on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. And this is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. Let us pray. How sweet the name of Jesus sound in the ears of the believers. May you speak to us and may we hear your word sweet in our ears. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each time I prepare a sermon, I struggle to preach the sermon because I know sometimes God will tell me, "You are writing rubbish. You have to say what I am talking to you." Where when read is just about John the Baptist and the promises of the Father to adopt a daughter and the fulfillment of the promises. But today, we are just looking at walking on water, walking faith. I think it's a topic that Christians should hold on in time of this, in this perilous time, to guide our faith, to walk with God. This story happened after feeding the 5,000 with little food, 5,000 with five bread and loaves, little one. And they were all fed. And they even got more that remains after feeding. Jesus Christ himself, after looking at the crowd, they would have been there just to receive the glory, the miracles Jesus did, the feeding of the 5,000. They would have been there just to be comfortable, be popular, and receive praises. "Yes, you are the Son of God." But Jesus left there. He didn't want anybody to praise him. He didn't want the disciples to be distracted, because he knew where he's going. He left there and went at the other side of the river. People like us who believe in Jesus Christ, and when the storm comes, we'll start shaking. The word in the Bible, walk, is a symbolized way to live the way you live your life. It's about the meaning of the walk. the way you act, the way we conduct ourselves in a certain way. And it has a reference in the fact of that this world is a journey. We are in a journey. We are in a pilgrimage. As Christians, we believe that we have another place that is better than this area. So we walk in faith, and we have to believe that when we gaze on Christ, we are not going to drown. Some people thought that having faith is just trying to force Jesus or to force God to do miraculous things. When you have faith, you think if you lay your hands on a sick person, the person will wake up. And if you, as Christians, if you have our faith, we've thought that when storm comes, that with our faith we can turn the hand of God and miracles start working. Faith is important in the life of Christians. Faith without work is dead. The psalmist says that even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. That is the faith of Christians. I fear no evil. Even the storm is here, as each and every one of us, we are going through storm at this time. The world, Brexit, Nigerian politics, some other things going around, sickness, bereavements. These are the storms we are talking about. Peter saw Jesus walking on the water at the first time he doubted. If you are the right man I'm worshiping, if you are the right Jesus, can I come? And he said to him, come. Remember that Jesus was in front of him and he said, come. Peter started looking at Jesus Christ. He started walking on the water. He was happy. He forgot who he was looking at. The happiness of Peter, seeing himself walking on the water, made him to forget that Jesus was there. The happiness distracted him, and he started sinking. He shouted for Jesus to help him. And that's the area Jesus said, you man of little faith. Remember, the distraction made Peter to sink. But when he started gazing at Jesus Christ, he got himself back. What are those distractions you have? You might be thinking that everything is good for you. Everything is working well for you. You have a storm. And why Jesus did that was for the name of God to be glorified. He wanted to show them that it's not only making the sick people to be well, that in life we have storms. I remember when my mother died, the only thing I say to people that are very stubborn, especially the children, and I'll say to them, when I was a little kid anyway, and I'll say to them, you have to lose your mom, then you know the reason why. If your mommy will tell you something, you would listen to the person. Because I hated it when I see children trying to shout at their mothers. So I say to them that any day you lose your mom, then you know how important mothers are. You can't tell me that you don't have any storm in your life. It might be bereavement. Yeah, you wake up in the morning, no pain. You jump inside the car, you run to work, you come back, no pain. It's not by your strength. It's not by your power. It's not that you are righteous. In life, you must have a challenge. In life, you must have a storm. I haven't even seen in the Bible where it said that everything was okay. That Jesus Christ came to the world and he died and saved us from every unrighteousness. That he said, live your life very straight. I haven't even seen where it is written. Few days ago, we went for school assembly. One of the plays was children running up and down. And he says, this is the time of Easter. What are you giving up? What will make you to turn back to Christ? What will build up your faith? As we get to Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, and from there we'll go to 40 days. How are you preparing yourself? Maybe you've been distracted from Jesus Christ. You've been distracted from focusing your attention to Christ. This is a time where you turn your gaze upon Christ. In any situation, in any circumstance, will you be able to walk on the water? Will people see you and glorify God? Will you be able to stand strong? Will you be able to build your faith in Christ? This Lent is a time where we stop and think about our lives. Where have I gone wrong? What am I going to do to bring myself back again to Christ? What am I giving up? And what am I bringing in? It was interesting to see that one of the church members, Mrs. Koss, said that it's not about giving up something, but bringing in something. Sometimes you don't have the faith of loving one another. Are you going to turn yourself in to love your neighbor as yourself? The greatest commandment is to love one another, but it's the hardest thing to do. You can't love your enemy. But the Bible is telling you, assuring you to love your enemy. I can't see my enemy and I'll say I love you. That is the storm that take your eyes off Christ. We have some of our church members that has gone to rest with our Lord. Their families are crying. Have you ever visited them? Have you given them a call? You may be thinking, yes, that's their own storm. What about yours? When will yours come? What will happen? Will people leave you to suffer for that? Jesus Christ was walking on the water, and Peter was walking on the water too to meet with the Lord. But things distracted him. He was excited. And he took his eyes off Christ. And he started sinking. But his own is better because he shouted, Lord, help me. Some of us do not know that language. God, help me. We are sinking. We see ourselves sinking. We are still there looking at what is going on. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is another place you see the power of Christ. Peter shouted, Lord, help me. Today, how are you going to prepare yourself for this time of the Lent? How are you going to bury yourself in your sin and rise up in righteousness at the Easter? Can you walk in faith? Can you tune your faith up? What is your storm? What are you going through? is your storm. Gaze upon the Lord. Gaze upon Christ. He says, our Lord is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The problem we have is we do not gaze on Christ. We do not remember that in any storm, Christ is with us. His name is Emmanuel. And that's the promises he gave to us. He said in Matthew 20, he said, I will be with you to the end of the age. He is still with us. He is in our family. He is in our hearts. In our going out, in our coming in, he is with us. The problem is we are being distracted by the excitement of being a Christian, by the excitement of knowing who Jesus is. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I can see Christ. But being distracted can be a very big problem. Always make sure you look upon that cross and always pray for God to help you. Peter was saved because he shouted for help. What is your shout today? Is everything okay for you? No sickness, no pain? Nothing to think about? What are you waiting for? Can you turn yourself back again and bring back your gaze on Christ and ask for help? For he is always there. In time of your storm, in time of your happiness, he is watching over us. And he said to you, come. That is what is called faith. If it's on 10:45, I would have used a demonstration to show if you keep somebody blindfolded, and the vicar will tell somebody to walk from here down to the other side without even seeing the step, the person will trust the vicar and will follow his commands. Okay, you've gotten there, don't move, get down a bit. Being blindfolded, you don't see anything. But that person will just put all his trust on the vicar. But if he's a horrible man, he will say, come, can you run? And the moment he come here, he's going to fall. That is where God leads us. He will tell you when you are going to a storm. He will tell you, look, take it easy and pass through there. Do you trust in Jesus Christ? Do you have your gaze on Christ? If you are not, Jesus Christ is telling you, come and put your gaze on me and trust me. Let us pray. I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and ever. Amen.